Chapter 5, Parasites, Pearls and Peeps. Discovering your pearl and then knowing what to do with it. Hey, Chapter 5, and this is going to be like a sort of a summary, but more of a, so what are you going to do with this? What are you going to do with this whole idea of a parasite, a pearl, and the pigs? And I've just got some random thoughts down here that I wanted to share with you. First of all, don't let the parasite become a metal. Now, what I mean by this is that I know people who've got a plom in their mouth, all right? And what I'm talking about, plom, it's an acronym, P-L-O-M, poor little old me. And they go around, oh, I've had a hard life. Oh, I've done this. And if this hadn't happened, if this happened, and this is the reason why. And they just go on and on about Paul. It's a victim. They've been a victim to their, to the parasite that entered. Don't let the parasite become a metal. Instead of it becoming like who you are, No. Talk about the pearl. Talk about what you have learned over life. How you have, this is what I've learned, that I am loved. You know, that God really cares for me. I have a new life. When I faced up to this sort of thing, I learned these things and I started layering my life over with these messages every day, and I kept telling myself the truth. I started changing the way I acted and behaved. It was really hard work, but I did this week, and I did it with a whole lot of friends that helped me. I spent time on this. And you know what? I'm really different to what I was, of what I used to be like then. That is what we want to hear. We want to see, we want to hear the pearl, we want to enjoy the glory of the pearl rather than the microscopic parasite that it evolved over the top of. I want to hear the pearl. Second thing is, string those pearls together. We've already talked about this, but string those pearls together. If you could write like a one page about one pearl, then, or even like a sticky note, one of those little sticky notes, write that pearl in a little sentence in that one, stick that up somewhere, and then write another pearl, and then another pearl. Maybe put a piece of string through them. Maybe dangle it around your neck. I don't know. But start stringing the pearls together in a very tangible and tactile way so that you have, I think what we talked about earlier was beads of courage, those kids with cancer, and you have your own string of pearls. Now, you may not take it out and show it to everybody, but you know it's there. And it's like a very tangible and tactile reminder of the goodness of God. And if you're looking through stories in the Bible, often there will be a story of like when the people of Israel crossed over River Jordan, they would set up stones as a memorial. And I think we need to set up stones and symbols or pictures or art or something like that to say, here's my pearl. This is how I've overcome. Look at this. And to remind yourself of the goodness of God, the providence of God, and how God has helped you smother that parasite with truth. And as you do that, as you like reflect on life, you start to say, oh, wow, yeah, this, wow, thanks be to God. I've got a lot of pearls here. I've got a lot of pearls. And you know what? When the next little parasite comes along, by golly, it's gone. Okay? So string the pearls together. The third thing is present your pearls only to those who are ready to receive. Okay, it's going to take a bit of discernment. It's going to take a little bit of wisdom. But there are some people that you're going to start to say, I think they might have been on the same journey. And you start to share a little tiny bit of a pearl with them. And that might actually help them to, in their pearl making journey as well. But it might actually help them to feel they're not alone, because they may well have been present throwing their pearls for dogs and pigs, right? No. You're not like that. You're a pearl merchant. You can see a good pearl when you see it, don't you? And so you start to look out for pearls in others, and you start to share pearls with others who really get you. And then you form community with them. And you start building strings of pearls together as such. Is a fifth thing, I think it is, it's maybe number five, is have a compelling vision. All right? So you've got someone in your life that you want to help, or they're looking for help. Ask God to give you a compelling vision of them holding a pearl from what they've learned. What would that be? Could you write a few sentences about what they would be like once they've got that pearl in their hands? Another thing is, as I've said, present it to others. And you've got to be careful, as I said, with this, but there's a little saying, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And I found that when you're ready, or when a person is ready for that pearl, it seems that God just seems to bring practices and people into their lives that can actually speak to that particular parasite. And then another suggestion is that, and this is what I've done through turning the page, it's like, okay, not everybody's going to get my pearls. In fact, a lot of people that are close to me really don't care about the pearls that I've shared in relationship wise. So I started to write about them. And turning the page, I started to blog about them and write about them and develop them, develop the pearls, share the pearls. And what I've found is that other pearl merchants, people who like these pearls, start to form community around me. So that may be something you want to do too, is that you start creating material. Putting it out there and see whether other pearl merchants or people who need your journey to help them, maybe they will connect and start building strings of pearls with you. Hey, I've enjoyed doing this little audio book. I think I'm going to do some more. Let me know what you think. I really enjoy hearing from people who read my emails and listen to my stuff and watch my videos. But I do pray that you would recognize the parasites, grow the pearls, and also see the pigs for what they are. Okay, thanks.